But I tell you, I'm saying nothing because without Mark's help, I wouldn't be able to enjoy my times of worship as much at the moment. Okay, let's just pray for God's word on this Resurrection Sunday as we celebrate Jesus risen from the dead. Lord, thank you that we can look at that video, Lord God, and we know that it's only a video made up, Lord, by Don Francisco, but it really just sees things from another perspective. But thank you that tonight so many of us can sing, Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and we are the redeemed. Amen. And there is a day, Lord God, when I suppose what the video tried to depict will become a reality for us, when we shall see Jesus face to face, and we, Lord God, will be among that great throng, Lord God, that gather to sing, indeed, we are the redeemed. We are the redeemed. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask now that you would open our eyes to behold wonderful things from out of your word. Open our ears to hear your voice. Speak to us tonight, please. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is the last in our series, as I was saying earlier, on Watch Out, There's a Thief About, Is Satan Robbing You? And our new Sunday night series is called What in This Broken World Is Happening? What in this broken world is happening? And we're going to be looking at certain events that are taking place in the world at this time that may somehow give us an idea of what is happening in God's calendar. So it's what in this broken world is happening. Now, over the past 4 months, we've covered a range of areas where Satan, the thief, the liar, and the deceiver, robs God of glory by robbing people of God's blessings. And Satan robs people, for example, by convincing them that he doesn't exist. So if you're here tonight and you don't believe that Satan exists, you're already deceived. It's that simple. Doesn't matter whether you believe you're deceived or not. When you're deceived, you don't think you're deceived. When people are scammed out of their money of these telephone calls and everything else, they don't think when they're giving over their passwords and everything that they're going to be deceived. But they're already deceived once they've given that up. Once you believe that Satan doesn't exist, you're already deceived. That's one of the first things he does. He convinces people they don't exist, and that frees him up to keep deceiving them. He robs people of the word of God, which they hear. That's Christian and unbeliever. He can rob Christians of the truth of God's word and the promises of God's word. When God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and then suddenly you go through a really difficult time in your life and you're in what the Christians call the valley, you start getting the enemy coming in and say, did God really say, I will never leave you nor forsake you? Well, you're on your own now. And you start believing the lies of the devil. Also, when you hear the gospel week after week after week on the need to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died to pay the price for your sin so that you could receive forgiveness of sins and be brought into God's family, when you hear that repeatedly and you reject that, that is Satan robbing you of the word of God. He robs Christians of fellowship with God, leading many Christians into what's called a backslidden state. But we also know that God in his grace tells us, I'm married to the backslider, and he will not let them go. Satan is behind every suicide. He robs people of their lives, and it doesn't mean anything. Satan doesn't have an inkling of compassion for any person who is going to commit suicide or who commits suicide. His only aim is get them to commit suicide so that he can rob God of glory. He robs people of the peace with God, and he robs them of the peace of God. He robs people by searing their consciences to sin so that they don't repent and they just keep on sinning. Satan leads many people into addictions which control their lives. And addiction is of the flesh. And those who are of the flesh, as we heard this morning, cannot please God. He robs people by saying there is no heaven and there's no hell or no day of judgment. Satan is a thief, a liar, and a deceiver, robbing God of glory by robbing people of God's blessings. And so on this Resurrection Sunday, it would be remiss of me not to speak about another powerful, powerful lie that Satan tells to try to rob God of glory and rob people of God's blessings. At this time of the year particularly, Christians remember the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Good Friday, as it's called, is the annual day to commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus. Now, none of us are stupid enough to think that Jesus was crucified on a Friday, right? We're not that daft. But it's an annual day to think, you know, this is the time to commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus, when as the Son of God, he lovingly and willingly went to the cross to die for our sin. It was the will of God the Father that his Son Jesus should come into this world and offer himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. No other person could have made such an offering to satisfy the just and the holy demands of God's righteous law, because we are all sinners, and God's law declares that the penalty for even one sin is death. And because all mankind are sinners, we're all from Adam and Eve, therefore no sinful human being could pay the debt for sin. What God the Father, in his amazing love for us, purposed to do was to send his sinless Son, Jesus, to become a man, and he would die in our place to pay our debt, so that we could be reconciled to God, so that God would be reconciled to us, so that we could receive forgiveness of sin and have everlasting life. Jesus, the Son of God, who was without sin, died on the cross to pay the price for our sin, so that we wouldn't have to. Is this making sense to you tonight? I'll put it more simply. All human beings, all mankind are sinners because we are born in sin. God's law demands that those who sin, that's everybody, those who sin must die. God sends his sinless Son to die in our place instead of us on our behalf. By taking our punishment, Jesus, the sinless Son of God, satisfies God's law. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and died, he declared that the debt for mankind's sin is paid in full. Jesus really did die by crucifixion just outside Jerusalem. You don't even have to read the Bible. You don't even have to believe the Bible to know that this is fact. You can read from the historians Josephus and Eusebius, among many others, that Jesus' death was also witnessed by many people, including Roman soldiers, religious leaders, disciples, family members, and just ordinary onlookers who were there to watch the executions on that day. Now, you would think, in light of the historical evidence, the death of Jesus would be completely unquestionable. However, remember, Satan is a thief, a liar, and a deceiver, seeking to rob God of glory and rob people of God's blessings. Satan was the first to sow lies about the death of Jesus in people's minds. He didn't really die on the cross. It was just someone who looked like Jesus. That was one of the lies that was first told about the death of Jesus. It wasn't really Jesus. It was a lookalike. Now, could you imagine going to the lookalike, no matter how much he looked like Jesus, says, "I want you to do us a wee favor. I know you love Jesus. I want you to carry this big wooden beam, and all people are going to throw abuse and spit at you and whatever else. Don't you be worried about it. And when they take you up to the mountain and all, and they're going to pretend to crucify, it's not going to happen. So, but just you do this so that Jesus can do a runner and get to wherever he needs to get. And then whenever you get up the hill, you can say to him, 'Listen, guys, I'm not really Jesus.'" And then when the Roman soldiers take him down, hold him down, and they see these big nails coming up, he starts going, "Hold on, guys, it's all a joke. It's all a joke. I'm not really Jesus. I'm not really Jesus." And the Roman soldiers, "Aye, right." Bang, and goes the first nail, and the screams. And then the next one, and screaming, and then into the feet, and then hoist up and dropped in. And all the time saying, but I'm not really Jesus. I'm not really Jesus. Yeah, it ain't going to wash. Sure it's not. Satan's lie doesn't convince on this occasion. Jesus didn't really die. It was just a lookalike. So he came up with another lie. Jesus didn't really die on the cross. He just went unconscious. And when he was taken down, his disciples saw that he was actually still breathing. And so they did the old CPR and the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And they managed to nurse Jesus back to health, holes in his hands and feet, big piercing wound in his side. But they managed to bring him round and they nursed him and they cared for him until he recovered, married Mary Magdalene and went to live in the south of France with his family. That is one of the lies that Satan told. That's true. They said that Jesus actually didn't die, that he was unconscious, they resuscitated him, and they got him better, and he married Mary Magdalene, and they went to live in the south of France, where he had a family. Jesus didn't really die on the cross. It was just another criminal with the same name. Just another criminal with the same name. But in fact, Jesus, who loved us, did die on the cross outside Jerusalem. But to add insult to injury, Satan then began to sow other lies. These were lies about the resurrection of Jesus. He inspired, first and foremost, you can read it in John's Gospel, he inspired the religious leaders, the hypocrites of the day, to say that Jesus wasn't resurrected, but rather his disciples stole the body. They even paid the Roman soldiers money to tell that lie. So that was Satan's first lie about the resurrection. Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, but rather disciples came and they stole away his body. Well, I don't know about you, but that wouldn't wash with me, especially if you're a former thief like I am. Because those who went into the tomb to steal the body was just a corpse. What was really expensive was the linen thing that he was wrapped in. That was worth a few shekels. That's the sort of thing. That's like breaking into the house and stealing, you know, the kettle, but leaving, you know, the 4K TV and the DVD player and all of that. They left the really important, the most expensive stuff just to take off like a body snatchers. The disciples stole his body. That's an interesting thought. However, as I said, the tomb where Jesus' body was laid was protected by Roman soldiers. And also, to end any speculation, when these disciples who had taken Jesus' body away and then started to go around Jerusalem telling everybody, Jesus is raised from the dead, Jesus is raised from the dead, all they had to do was, under torture, question some of these disciples to have the body returned or to phone the confidential telephone number and say where the body was. But even during the persecution of believers, they said, Jesus is risen from the dead. Thieves stole his body was just another of Satan's lies. Why would they? And what would they do with it? Anyone who stole the body of Jesus, who wanted to end the rumor of his resurrection, could have produced it and disproved the Christian's claim. And over all the years, they've never found the body of Jesus, and they never will. Satan then sowed the lie. Well, there is no resurrection from the dead. When you die, you die. Are we foolish enough to believe this? Are you on Facebook tonight? Are you foolish enough to believe that lie that Satan says, when you die, you die? And it's all over. Has Satan deceived you enough to think that there is no heaven or hell? Think about your loved ones that have already gone. Where did they go? Are they just snuffed out and are no more? Is that really what you hope for your loved ones? Snuffed out and are no more? Is that really what you're basing your belief on tonight? There is no heaven or no hell, and when you die, you're snuffed out, and there's nothing more. Has Satan fooled you into believing that nonsense? I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and reading from verse 12 this evening through to verse 20. And the Apostle Paul writes these words. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. I mean, that makes sense. If there's no resurrection of the dead, well, then Jesus was never raised from the dead. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, and you are in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep, those who have died in Christ, have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Dead simple. The Apostle Paul is saying it. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Jesus himself wasn't raised from the dead, and his body had to be somewhere, and it'll now be ashes and dust. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then all the preaching of the gospel, all the preaching of the word of God in every church across this world is empty and absolutely foolish. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christianity is completely and utterly meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. You are wasting your time believing in Christianity if there is no resurrection from the dead. You may as well go out there and party until your time comes. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christians are liars. And they're lying and they're deceiving people with their lies. If there is no resurrection from the dead, those who have died have perished. They are gone, they are no more. Whatever period of time they had on earth, no matter how much you loved them or were loved by them, they have perished. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christians among all people are to be the most pitied. That's what the Apostle Paul says. The lies that Jesus was not resurrected from the dead and that there is no resurrection of the dead come from Satan, who Jesus himself called the father of lies. Well, let me tell you on this Resurrection Sunday, let me tell you the truth from God's word. But now Christ Jesus is risen from the dead. Christ Jesus is risen from the dead. The question is, who will you believe tonight? Who will you believe tonight? God, who loves you and sent his son Jesus to die on your behalf to pay the debt for your sins, or Satan, the father of lies? Who will you believe tonight? Don't believe the lies of Satan. There really is a day of resurrection. There really is a heaven and a hell. There really is a day of coming judgment. And so my final message on this subject, Christian, watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? Satan can rob God of glory by robbing you of God's blessings. But he cannot rob you, Christian, of the salvation that you have through faith in Jesus. Rejoice in your salvation. Greater still, rejoice in the risen Jesus, the conquering King. Trust in the Lord at all times, and do not listen or believe the lies of the devil. Maybe tonight there's someone here and you're not yet a Christian. Well, let me tell you again, watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? Satan is already robbing you because you're not yet saved. You haven't given your life to Jesus, and you're presently destined for death and hell. Are you seriously going to allow the father of lies to lead you there? Jesus loves you. Jesus dearly loves you. Many of you would have sang it as children, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves you and died for you. He was raised again from the dead, and he promises forgiveness of sin and everlasting life to anyone who will confess their sin, turn from it, and put their trust in him. Let me tell you tonight, there is forgiveness of sins for you if you will do what God says. What will you do? Believe God or believe Satan? Watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? Let's pray. Lord, as we bring this series to a close tonight, we thank you that you have made us more aware of the wiles and schemes of Satan. He is a liar, a thief, and a deceiver. He is always working, Father, to rob you of glory and to rob people of your blessings. Tonight I pray for every Christian, Lord God, that we will have had our eyes opened to the schemes of Satan, and that we would be more conscious, Lord God, of his working, so that we can resist him, so that we, Lord God, will believe your truth, so that we will trust in you rather than listen to the lies of the devil. Lord, you love us, and you've so beautifully demonstrated your love for us in the giving of your Son, Jesus, to die in our place. Help us, Lord, please, to trust you at all times, to walk in your will and in your ways, to believe your word and not the lies of Satan. And Lord, I pray for anyone tonight who is here or watching on Facebook or listening to the podcast who don't know you yet, that you would help them to see, Lord, that they are currently believing the lies of Satan. And he's trying, Lord God, to lead them into an eternity without Christ, where they will perish in hell forever. But Lord, you love them. And you've done everything that you can, Lord God, to rescue them. You've sent Jesus, your Son, to die to pay the debt for their sin. And you've said, Lord, now that if only they will come to you, if they will turn from their sin and come to you trusting in Jesus, you will forgive them for all of their sins and you will give them everlasting life and free them from the lies and the deceit of Satan. Lord, please may people tonight avail of the offer of your salvation that is found in Jesus, the risen conquering King. We ask this in his glorious name. Amen.